I'm Joe Reagan. I'm the president, CEO of the St. Louis Regional Chamber. We're here today to talk about the economic development opportunity that's before us. In the St. Louis region, we focus on strengths, and we have strengths in logistics, and we have strengths in advanced manufacturing. We have a workforce that is ready for opportunity, and you're considering tonight helping the state of Missouri step up to an opportunity that is being presented. It's being presented by a company that has invested for a long time in our region and in our state, and it is a company that has fed a supply network, who has continually stepped up to train and retrain its workforce, and it's a company which is now presenting an opportunity across these United States that will go somewhere. This opportunity is an opportunity for jobs that will go to a state, one of our states, one of these competitors that Rodney Krim has mentioned, and we want that opportunity to go here in the state of Missouri. For 75 years, we have embraced and supported the evolution of a business that has become the global headquarters for defense, space, and security within Boeing. It entails 15,000 high-paying jobs, multiple generations of families, as County Executive Dooley has already mentioned, have worked for this company, and it has done, we together, the community, the workforce, the company, have done everything from launch our nation's first manned spacecraft to the world's most sophisticated military aircraft. We can be proud of that heritage. But Boeing's economic impact is not limited to the St. Louis region. Last year, Boeing conducted more than $830 million in business with nearly 700 Missouri-based vendors, supporting an estimated 30,000 direct and indirect Missouri jobs. And certainly there's been discussion tonight about economic impact. And yes, our staff has looked at this and is looking at a peak year of production that the annual output could be over $7 billion a year. But I think we only have to look to the state of South Carolina, which landed the last big project like this, the Dreamliner, at 3,800 jobs, has an annual economic output of $6 billion happening today in South Carolina. So we know this is, as Denny Coleman has mentioned, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Missouri and for our region. I want to emphasize and really say how proud we are to be part of a team that you've heard from tonight, a team that you've heard in terms of the mayor and the county executive, the governor and you all in the General Assembly working together, a team that includes our partners in the business community, in Regional Business Council and Civic Progress, a team that involves under the leadership of the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership working together, and a team that had an inspiring boost today from the St. Louis Construction Councils that have stepped up to an unprecedented agreement. And I think together with what you're doing and considering here, we're saying to Boeing and to the rest of the country, we're working together and we're open for business. We have a very special opportunity in front of us. We think we can win this opportunity. It is very competitive. It certainly is dependent not only on incentives, but also on delivering all of the other aspects of an economic development project. But certainly being able to step forward with the right incentives that are both prudent, pragmatic, practical, and also that really are commensurate with the type of opportunity we have is critical. So we thank you for taking this effort today to look at the incentive programs and making sure we are actually prepared to present our best face forward in this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dan Meehan. I'm president and CEO of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry. We represent about 3,000 employers statewide, including about 186 local chambers of commerce. We've heard a couple of people, County Executive Dooley, talk about his career at Boeing and his father's. The Boeing Aerospace Cluster has had given generations of people their livelihood. That hub of expertise in engineering and manufacturing is critical for the St. Louis region. Products evolve in manufacturing, just like the fighter planes that Boeing has built over the course of time have evolved. This is the 777 is the next chapter in commercial airliners. We have a shot at landing that in St. Louis, not just on the runway, but to build it. This is not establishing a new program. It fits in the current parameters of what previous witnesses have described. It's performance-based. The competition, as was mentioned, is fierce for this, with 12 to 15 states competing for it. The question is, do we want to get in the game and fight to win it or not? And we sure hope the answer is yes. If you look at the you can talk about the scalability of this project, but up to 8,000 direct jobs, up to 30,000 potentially indirect jobs, that's a game changer. It's historic for St. Louis, it's historic for Missouri, but also consider the entire region that would benefit, and that's really what's at stake here. This isn't just about Boeing, but as Joe said, as other people have mentioned, and we have in your packet documents that show these numbers, it's about those almost 700 small and medium employers who support Boeing. That's what this is all about. It's got statewide impact, and we sure hope we have your support for that, and we'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions for these witnesses? Thank you for coming. Sure, we got a witness form. The airport director from Lambert, Rhonda, do you want to come forward?
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening. Rhonda Homney-Bergen. I'm the director of Lambert International Airport. I think many of you on the committee have heard me testify before about the asset that Lambert is, not only to the St. Louis region, but to the entire state, and I believe that very firmly. You've also heard me talk about some of the challenges that we have as we try and move into the next decade and set ourselves for a sustainable future. Two of those challenges today are an underutilized airfield and an underutilized amount of land that we have sitting dormant that we have to maintain and secure and cost us an enormous amount of dollars. So we have someone who sits in our backyard, literally, which is Boeing, which has been a great partner to the airport for many years. Now they're knocking at the door, asking us to be considered as one of the airports that could house this future project. So they need access into runways. That's part of the plan. That's part of the RFP that's out. We have that to offer, a lot of it to offer. And so I think it's a wonderful fit for Lambert to be able to, one, have more development on our underutilized land, and two, to start seeing very heavy aircraft land at our airport, which brings a multiple of things. So certainly from the airport, it's a benefit, and we would like to see this move forward, and we would ask for your support in this.
Thank you. Any questions for Rhonda? Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Make sure fill out a witness form. Representatives from the AFL-CIO.